No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this final full day of the 2016 presidential campaign. I'm David Brown. In Tyler, in East Texas, it's not politics as usual on the minds of most folks today. It's rather the story of a 10-year-old girl, Kayla Gomez Orozco, the subject of a statewide Amber Alert since she went missing after a church service last Tuesday night. Her body was found Sunday morning behind a home in Bullard, Texas. A family member has been arrested and is being held in the Smith County Jail on a federal immigration customs detainer. The suspect had been deported in 2014 but returned to Texas a short time later. About 300 people turned out last night at Kayla's elementary school for a vigil. The daily newspaper there devotes its entire front page to Kayla's story and how parents are struggling to talk with their own kids about the incident. This happening at a time when Tyler and the rest of the nation is settling in to take part in, come to terms with, an historic turning point, no matter the outcome. For the past several months, we've been checking in with editors at daily papers in some of the cities that often haven't been included in the national conversation about election 2016. Joining us at the statewide editors roundtable, Laura Dennis, editor at the Odessa American.
Thanks for having me. I'll enjoy being on.
Allison Poland is the editor at the Tyler Morning Telegraph. Allison, can you hear us?
I sure can. Thanks for having me.
And Bob Moore is editor at the El Paso Times. Bob, good to have you back.
Greetings from the Mountain Time Zone.
Mountain Time Zone. You guys are on Texas Standard Time now. Don't you know that? I'm just giving you a hard time. Bob, let's begin with you. According to your paper, we're talking about the largest county on the Texas-Mexico border, 57% increase in early voting, breaking all-time records. What's that telegraphing to you as an editor?
The big issue, obviously, is Donald Trump and the rhetoric he's used throughout the campaign that has targeted Mexican immigrants and the border. El Paso is certainly leading the surge, but it's being replicated along the Texas-Mexico border. It looks just a huge surge of Hispanic voter turnout in areas that are typically low turnout.
El Paso is, I think, thought of as a kind of a stronghold for Democrats in the state, and we've often heard the story that Democrats don't vote. If they did, it might be a different sort of picture in Texas. Do you think that that we're actually seeing not just Hispanics, but a greater Democratic turnout altogether?
Yeah, almost certainly. We have a group of high school students here from Coronado High School that have been conducting exit polls the last few election cycles, and their data is showing just a huge upswing in Hispanic votes, and those votes are breaking overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton.
Well, let's move out a little bit further east to Odessa, where Laura Dennis is editor at the Odessa American. What are you hearing in Ector County, Laura? What is your newsroom expecting on Election Day?
Well, we've had a record number of early voters with a little over 26,000 voting this time. I would agree that it's probably the Trump factor seems to be what's getting people out there. We're, you know, right in the middle of the conservative area of our state, and there seems to be more Trump signs, I guess, when you drive around town. So it's one of those things where it's just I'm not sure what's going to happen. You know, it's just like nationally, you know, sometimes you have a feeling going into it that it's going to go one way or the other. Mm-hmm. But this one seems to be really, really difficult to get a beat on.
It was my understanding that in Odessa and Midland area that a lot of people obviously concerned about oil prices, concerned about energy, and that it's sort of the economy that's been on people's minds. What do you think people are responding to there in Odessa and Midland when it comes to, as you were saying, the Trump signs going up? Is this about celebrity? Is this about the person or more about other issues?
I think it's probably a little bit about celebrity, a tiny bit, but probably it's more about the economy here. It's been a rough couple of years. That's to put it mildly. And certainly, I from what we're hearing, more people believe that a Trump administration would be more favorable to the oil and gas industry than a Clinton administration would be.
Allison Poland, Tyler Morning Telegraph, I know there's been a real tragedy in your community. Is that obscuring what's happening in presidential politics right now?
For us in East Texas, yes, it is. We really are focusing on the local news of the day, which is tragic with a little girl losing her life. But we're still, you know, putting the news in the paper. It's just not on the front page like it normally would with the national election.
How are people in Tyler feeling about this? Tyler being a rather solidly conservative part of Texas.
It is, and Smith County has gone Republican since Ronald Reagan in the March. But in the March primary, Donald Trump ran a distant second to Ted Cruz. So what we'll be watching for is the Never Trump effect of ideological conservatives, seeing whether they go third party or maybe even a write-in candidate for president.
Let me ask you, as a result of this, and I know that this is putting on the crystal ball, but I'd be interested in hearing what you think of this as it relates to your part of Texas. There's been a lot of talk about what the ultimate Trump effect will be, whether this we're looking at a civil war within the Republican Party, whether we're looking at Texas turning purple. What strands do you see coming out of Tuesday?
For East Texas, I think we will remain solidly red, but I think there is a recognition that the party needs to come together after this election cycle.
And Laura, the Odessa American?
Well, I think we'll probably stay red here in West Texas. I would be amazed if anything other than that happened, although I do think that we are going to see certainly a stronger and more significant Democratic turnout.
One final thing, and I have to ask this of you, Bob. We have a real race for Texas's 23rd congressional district, a Republican incumbent Will Hurd, Democratic challenger Pete Gallego. How do you see that playing out, especially given the down ballot worries for the GOP?
Yeah, I think Will Hurd is probably the one candidate in Texas most likely on the Republican side to be impacted by Trump in the El Paso County portion of the district, which is a smallish portion, but still very decisive because of its Democratic leaning. They had almost as many votes in early voting as in the entire election in 2012, the last presidential election. That probably bodes very well for Pete Gallego, who typically builds up margins around 4-1 there. So in a district that has in recent years been decided by just a couple thousand votes, I think that heavy Hispanic turnout driven by Trump is going to work against Will Hurd. And there's some irony there. Obviously, Hurd was the first elected Texas Republican to break from Trump because of the nature of his district. He's got a real uphill climb now.
That's the voice of Bob Moore, editor at the El Paso Times. Laura Dennis is editor at the Odessa American, and Allison Polin, editor at the Tyler Morning Telegraph. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for taking time to speak with us on The Standard.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Have a great day.